Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And today we are talking Pottawatomie County Commissions. Normally the city here on this this Tuesday, but we did some adjusting here this month. City doesn't meet today. So we've got Pottawatomie County pinch hitting here. Dee McKee, First District Commissioner, joins us. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Stephen Metzger, Assistant Planner in Pottawatomie County. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, a lot going on here locally with county government and on the ongoing flooding concerns here. It just won't stop raining here. And we're going to start there first. Want to let you guys kind of give us details on what the planning stages are like right now for a potential flood emergency. I know that was discussed yesterday.
We did talk extensively yesterday about all of the agencies, the police, the fire, the contacting a Red Cross, the people that are needed to back up the surrounding counties that have interagency agreements to support. And that's all been put in place, as well as contact with the state. We have some disaster filings that we've done already, and we keep track of those. And you cannot collect on disaster unless you have the pictures of the disaster, and don't start cleaning it up until you've got your pictures and so on. And these guys in our county are very good at that. They happen to be meeting right now with the area preparers to talk about what's necessary and what can be done in all areas. Yeah. As a flood comes on, the road and bridge people come in to be part of whether it's sandbagging or doing some mediations or moving things when they need to move it. It's a pretty comprehensive plan. We work with the Topeka, General Taffanelli at the
Adjutant
General that works with the National Guard, has a command center, and I think they're enacted right now, and it's on Kansas Avenue, and in there they bring in every kind of agency and have contact with KDOT to come out to the roads, and they have contact with people who can fly in supplies, and they have the benefit groups all together. So it's been thought through and planned, and there is a ranking of things, people first, and we go down the list of things that are most important, and the furniture and stuff like that would be the last of the list. It's been practiced. It's evaluated across all the other areas where there's been tragedies, and they have a system of who has to be called and what has to be done and who has the authority to do that, and if there's somebody missing in the authority, we have already assigned second or third authorities to take care of it. So we're prepared.
Yeah.
The lake, I think, rose another foot over the weekend. You can go on to the Corps of Engineers, Tuttle Creek, and keep track of those numbers. Yesterday, the assumption was that still 15% of the lake was yet to be really filled before it was absolute flood age at level. Am I correct on that? I think that was where it was.
Yeah, I haven't heard any.
And it is now that it's at the upper part of the lake. The surface is much bigger. It goes out into coves. It goes out into directions. So we're hopeful. But at some point, they are going to have to drain some water out of it. And they are waiting for the cubic feet per minute in Waverly, Missouri, to be low enough that in so many days when our water gets there that it doesn't blow apart the Missouri River down line. Ours is a flood control dam, not a flood prevention dam. I guess maybe that's as they've told me, and I understand. And the county commissioners have nothing to do with that decision. Mm-hmm. And as it's raining across the rest of the territory and water's coming down from rivers that are not on dams, that impacts the final judgments as well. Just stay close. And talk about Everbridge.
So if you're listening out there and you want to try and keep up to date on what's going on at Tuttle Creek or what the county's doing to sort of prepare, the county has – you can go to the county's website, Pott County. That's POTTCOUNTY.org. And right on the front page, there's a big banner that says flood information. You can click that. There are links to the county's Everbridge system, which is our emergency alert system that will keep you up to date on what's been going on, give you updates right to your phone. There's also a link to the county's new Facebook page. Again, it's going to have that same information. It's going to keep you guys updated in a place that a lot of people already use, Facebook. There's also information about daily water levels at Tuttle Creek. There's information about the gauge levels downriver, the Kaw River, and the Blue River. There's a whole lot of information. On top of that, the City of Manhattan, their website, they've put out a ton of great information That if you live in Blue Township, they have your inundation maps there. They have your floodplain maps. That's cityofmhk.com, I think, or .org.
.org.
Cityofmhk.com.
.com.
It is
okay.
.com.
They are a commercial enterprise. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured.
Is it really .com?
It is.
And then if you don't use the internet, which I know a lot of people don't like to use Facebook or they don't like to use email, keep listening to K-Man, keep reading the newspaper, try to stay up to date any way you can. Know your flood risk is really what we're trying to stress to folks, is be aware of where you're at, take precautions, be prepared, and just be ready to take action if you need to. Hopefully nobody has to, but, be ready for that.
Have your personal records and medicines and things ready to go on short notice, and a place to go if you can arrange that ahead of time rather than just walking out into the night in the rain. That Everbridge is available to all the counties around. It's a general platform in the state of Kansas to inform you of car wrecks and things, roads you should miss. So if you're not on Everbridge, that would be a good access for everyone to take an interest in.
Got a phone call here. Let's get to our caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Just an aside from the panic and talk about everyday living, thank you for having them road grade Double Lake Road up here on the gravel part. And we still don't have, it's been what now, 2-3 months we've been talking about a speed limit designation on Elbow Lake Road, whether it's 50 miles an hour like it is over to Westmoreland or whatever you people decide. I know it says in Pott County if it's not signed it's 45 miles an hour, but nobody over here realizes that or stops at the stop sign at Elbow Lake Road or anything else. So, well, thank you for being there and taking care of everyday life as well as the panic.
Well, thank you for touching base. I will say that our road crews and so on have been working in teams to fix roads across the county, and we pulled all the trucks and the graders and stuff to place so we could keep the graders going by delivering from all the trucks rather than one truck at a time coming back, and then you sit and wait. And we've gotten them back together again, but I don't know what that really means. That being said, time to do a study or change on signs on the side of the road has probably not come up on the high list. So for the delay, I apologize, but I think everybody should be driving safe. And for Christ's sakes, I watch them on the road all the time. Turn on your windshield wipers and don't turn on your headlights is a bad judgment. I don't know that that isn't the law. When the wipers go on, your lights go on. And the other is driving on 24 where it's going to become more congested. If somebody's sitting on the side road and you can get into the second lane and let them join you on the road safely, drive to the lane that you can allow somebody to come in with you if you can. As we start fixing 24 in Green Valley here in the next couple months, we should practice that. I think it will help everybody.
Yeah, and those road projects, they're supposed to start pretty soon, aren't they? I know they were thinking about going out to bid here.
We did not receive anything from the state that they were going ahead at this meeting, and so we're now into next month on that particular issue. Okay. There was hope about it, but no, the state of Kansas is the one who's in control of releasing the bid times for that project. We've done a lot of the right-of-way, collaborated, and have, I think, purchased the right-of-way and prepared the utilities in some cases, but collaboratively with the agencies that are supposed to do that. But the state has to come in and say, shoot the starting gun.
Yeah. Well, and you guys have so many roads there, and not only just the paved roads, but the gravel roads. And anytime we have this much rain, I imagine those just become waterlogged.
Yeah. We have 800 miles of road in our county. It's one of the bigger counties in the state, and 210 bridges, I believe. And it becomes, because of the natural tendency to have springs come out, when there's this much water, it comes down the hills and then runs out onto the road and just continues to soften up where we put a lot of rock in. So I believe at this point we at least have committed $500,000 already to additional road work on the roads. And again, to the people who are on the edge, we do the bus routes and the farm to markets first and the heavy traffic ones, and then we move out to the ones in the distance. And it's not meant to be an affront. It's simply you can't run back and forth across the county. We systematically come down and do it. And so I guess maybe you have to call Uber if it's really bad. But or have your neighbor help you with a four-wheel drive. Make some arrangements like that if it's going to keep raining a lot. I have driven some roads where I go, oh, my God, how did it get this bad? But it is just – it washes down and then it cuts across the road if there's any chance. And high enough that starts rutting it out. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure with this winter and then this spring, this is not an ideal situation for Peter Clark, the Public Works Director, or anybody in the Road and Bridge Department to have to try and to deal with to get those roads back into good driving condition after all the weather we've had this last 6 months.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, even the winter was bad. I mean, we had all the snow, and you know, I remember talking about roads like
it is the good Lord, the engineer, who chooses to do some of this for us.
it feels like
we'll live through it. You know, just we've got to have a sense of humor, and if it's really running, turn around and go around. Don't try to drive through it just because it should be good.
Yeah,
common sense.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a lot more with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee, Assistant Planner Stephen Metzger, when we return on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by Manhattan Meat Market today and put the best of Kansas on your grill or smoker tonight. Manhattan Meat Market on Setchild Road and online at MH.